This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. This hour is a special hour. We're broadcasting with a dear friend, a true hero, an activist who faced down the United States government. His name is Dr. Adam Fortunate Eagle. He's Chippewa. Welcome, Dr. Adam Fortunate Eagle.
Bonjour, Niji. I spoke to you in our native tongue. Now I have to speak a foreign language to communicate with you.
Okay. I love it. You know, you are one of the brightest men I know and the most determined. And we're going to talk during this hour about what you and your band of tribes did in Alcatraz. And also we're going to talk about the genocide committed by the United States government over the decades and centuries. Why don't we start with how we met? Do you want me to describe how we met, or would you like to do that?
No, you go ahead.
Okay.
My memory gets somewhat foggy as the years go by, and okay. I can't even remember. All I know is recall specifically is that I went to Sioux Falls, South Dakota for a writer's conference, and after the conference was over, I started to return to Nevada, and somewhere along the line, I met this strange guy in an airport, and we struck up a conversation, and that's how we end up now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you want to fill in the details?
Sure. We met at this airport, and I saw the poster boy for the, we'll use our terms, an American Indian, absolutely the poster boy. And if you want to see what Dr. Adam Fortunate Eagle looks like, you can type that into your favorite search engine, and you will see him. And you'll see that he is the poster boy. And I asked him, I walked up to him, and I said, "Are you a Native American?" And he said, "Yes." And I said, "I'm really sorry for everything that we white men have done." And he smiled, and we hit it off from then on. And we arranged our seats so that we could sit together on the airplane, and we spent a couple hours chatting. And then Dr. Adam Fortunate Eagle has been on the air with me several times over the years, and we've talked about Native American events that have happened. And one of these events was the occupation of Alcatraz, 1969 to 1971. And Dr. Adam Fortunate Eagle was the principal organizer of the occupation of Alcatraz by Indians of all tribes. Is that correct?
I stand guilty as charged.
Well, you are, according to the internet, you're 89 years old, but you are 88 at this moment. Is that correct?
88. I'll be 89 and on July. Mm-hmm. Well, that's just a couple of months away. Mm-hmm. I can't believe I've survived that long. you know, people talk to me about, the health food. You got to have this health food or you got to have that kind of drinks and everything. But I eat the wrong food. I drink the wrong drinks. But I'm 88 years old and I've outlived all my enemies.
Isn't that fascinating? You've outlived all your enemies.
Humor is an important thing, and that's what, as the principal organizer of the Indian occupation of Alcatraz, I first wrote a proclamation of Indians of all tribes, which uses satire and humor as a weapon. And that proclamation is being studied in colleges and universities today, and even McGraw-Hill is being publishing that in a big book for higher education. So the proclamation I wrote is going to be a historic item, and I have the original ones in my archives here.
Now, you live on a reservation in Fallon, Nevada. Is that correct?
That's right. It's a little reservation. It's got its own sad story of history of how we ended up with only 6,500 acres when our original reservation here was 35,000 acres. The government reneged on their commitment to our tribe back in 1906. So this kind of story goes on and on, unfortunately.
You know, one of the things that I was thinking about this morning before the broadcast is the phrase, "I'm from the government and I'm here to help." Well, you can trust us.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We, after all these years of dealing with the government and over 300 treaties, by the way, the Indians never wrote those treaties. It was always white guys, lawyers, and they wrote it in their language, and our people didn't understand the full extent of those treaties and how we were compelled to give away millions and millions of acres of lands and our natural resources.
I never told you this, but I had an expo in a city called Lebanon, Missouri. And we have a friend who's one of our instructors on the air, as you are an instructor. And he is the head of Nemenha, a band of Indian tribes. And I have been adopted into this band. And I asked him if he would consecrate the event at the city location. It was a city-owned location. A convention hall for the consecrated as sacred ground during the 2.5-3 days of our expo. And a couple of cops showed up, and I said, look, you guys, you can't be here in uniform. You can't be representing the U.S. or the city government, because we are consecrating the grounds at 6 o'clock tonight during our dinner. You're welcome to join us out of uniform, off duty, but not in uniform, on duty. Well, they were so outraged that they sent fire trucks and they did everything they could to shut down lights, sirens, more cops, everything they could to shut us down. So I saw just that tiny, 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 tiny speck of what the Native Americans saw, just a tiny speck. It's an outrage. It's an outrage at how they use their guns and their force against the Indians.
I've had similar experiences over the years, both San Francisco and in Texas. And what people don't realize that there's a federal law passed in 1880 that says no reservation Indian is allowed to go into the state of Texas without first obtaining presidential authority to do so. Now, that's in the federal law. And my wife and I went to Dallas, Texas to do an arts and craft show. And after the show was over, We left, packed up, and started heading back home to Nevada. But it was after dark, and I was very tired, so I pulled over to the side of the road behind a large berm for peace and quiet. And at 2 o'clock in the morning, I was wakened up by sirens and flashing red lights, and I looked out the windows of my van, and we were surrounded by Highway Patrol of Texas, and a loudspeaker came on and announced, will the suspects in the vehicle please come out with your hands up? So, wow, this is kind of wild, you know. Here we're just a couple of old people having a peaceful night's rest, and now we're surrounded by cops with sirens and loudspeakers. I opened the sliding door of our van, and I got out, and I had my pajamas on, my bottoms on, and I had to spread eagle and put my hands on the roof as these guys had their guns pointed at me. And I said, oh, damn, you know, I'm in Texas in violation of federal law. You know?
Oh, jeez.
They shook me down. They got my license and the insurance, and everything was all right. And so they let me go. And I was just thankful that none of those officers were aware of the 1880 law that made it illegal for me to be in their beautiful state of Texas. But there I was. So I got back in the van, and I was wired up by that time. And I drove nonstop from through Texas on to Tucumcari, New Mexico, where I pulled over in a roadside rest, and I got some well-earned sleep. So that was one of the events that I experienced there, and I was in violation of that 1880 law. People don't know that.
It's an absolute outrage.
I have
outrage.
It in the law books right here in my library.
Mm-hmm. When you were in Alcatraz, can you tell me or tell us what happened? What caused the occupation? What caused you to say, okay, we need to get together, get all the tribes together, and go over to Alcatraz and occupy it?
It was not an instant event. No, I have to walk you back in history to what happened.
Okay, we're going into a break, commercial break. It'll be a couple minutes, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to learn about Alcatraz, the occupation, and Dr. Adam Fortunate Eagle's role in that occupation. And we'll learn about the outcome. Very fascinating. I've been to Alcatraz, and it's because of Dr. Adam Fortunate Eagle's work.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Huer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Way is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we're talking about Alcatraz Island. It's an island in the San Francisco Bay, about a mile and a quarter offshore from San Francisco, California, in the United States. It's a small island, and it has a lighthouse, a military fortification, a military prison in 1828. It was a military prison, and it was a federal prison from 1934 until 1963. And beginning in November 1969, the island was occupied for more than 19 months by Native Americans, who were activists. And the principal organizer is our senior instructor, Dr. Adam Fortunate Eagle. So what happened?
Well, actually, I'm going to have to give you and your listeners a history lesson. Well, let's go back to 1933 when Hitler and the Nazi Party took control of Germany. And once they took control of Germany, they put out a mandate to all Jews in Germany to give a list of their possessions. Now, we know what happened later on. Now, we move forward to 1943. When World War II was going on full bore, the United States government put out a notice to all federally recognized tribes in America to list their assets. The uranium, the coal, the oil, the gas, timber, water, all other elements were that the tribe had in their possession was turned over to the United States, and that was called CERT, the C-E-R-T, the Council of Energy Resource Tribes. Now, the government had an inventory of all these assets of the tribe. And then in 1947, just a few years later, the government started to implement a proposal to terminate all reservations in America. And Zimmerman, a man named Zimmerman, was given the responsibility to write up a hit list for the sequence of tribes to be terminated. Then we go to 1953, when the government then implemented that Zimmerman report, and they call it the House Resolution 108, known as the Termination Policy, and that was to step-by-step abolish all reservations in America. And by 1969, the government had terminated 109 Indian reservations, rancherias, and bands of Indians. And my reservation at Red Lake was on the next round to be terminated. All of the reservations in Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, and others were on the next hit list to be terminated. So once we occupied Alcatraz, the government stopped the termination policy. And on June 6, 1970, 8 months into the occupation, President Nixon officially repudiated the termination policy. Now, we won a major, major victory right there for our Indian people in stopping that dreaded termination policy. Because if you look at what could have happened, if that termination policy had gone through as it was intended, there would be no Indian reservations today. There would be no federal recognition of the tribes. All treaties would be abrogated, and the Bureau of Indian Affairs would have been closed down. So that's what, how Alcatraz becomes so important to our people, is the fact that we stopped the termination policy, and by 1979, the government implemented something very radical. They gave the Indians self-government, called the Indian Self-Determination Act of 1975. Now, that was another major plus of what we accomplished with that occupation, that peaceful occupation.
Okay, let's. We're going into a commercial break again, and when we come back, let's talk about what it was like those 19-plus months that you and the rest of the American Indians, what it was like when you spent that 19 months on the island. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
we get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
feed,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Adam Fortunate Eagles with us, and we're talking about Alcatraz and the occupation. I remember hearing news report after news report going on for months and months and months, almost 2 years of, you know, the Indians are still occupying, and it was never really said why and what the demands were. But please continue with what really happened.
Yes, okay. What really happened? Well,
yeah.
Actually, the occupation didn't just all of a sudden, like Normandy, hit the beaches. It started on November 9th when I arranged for boats to take us out to that island. Now, I had, before that happened, in order to maximize the publicity of this upcoming event, I met with news media people, Tim Finley of the investigative reporter of the Chronicle, Reuters International, and all of those different people, news people at Tim Finley's Halloween party. And there I introduced Richard Oakes, the Mohawk from New York, and I introduced Richard as the man who would be leading the charge on Alcatraz. And this was 2 weeks before the actual occupation started. And so I had to inform the media, you can't give the advance warning to the government about what we intend to do, because if you do, there's going to be no story. We'll have to call it off. So on November 9th, I arranged for those five boats from Jerry's Bait Shop and Gilmore Street in San Francisco. But before we arrived that morning, somebody went down and chased off all five boats. Now, there I was with 100 Indians. I had the news media. We had TV. And everybody was there on Pier 39 in San Francisco, and we had no boat. So I handed the proclamation to Richard Oakes, to read to the media to keep them occupied. And I said, I got to go get a boat. And just a block away was a two-masted schooner called the Monte Cristo. And Captain Craig was out in the front of it. And he looked like Errol Flynn, all dressed up in a swashbuckler type of outfit. And he was curious what was going on with all these crowds suddenly. So I told him, I said, we need to go to Alcatraz. And so he arranged, he said, okay, we can allow 50 people on board. And so, boy, there was a rush of Indians and media to get on that two-masted schooner. And we left. I left the dock and we circled the island, and on the north side of the island, Richard dove overboard and started swimming to the island, followed by three others. And unfortunately, they didn't understand the tide, which was going out. And so Tim Finley and Reuters were fishing the Indians out of the island, out of the waters. But Joe Bill, the Eskimo, he was watching all of this from the boat. And we got to the east side of the island. He dove overboard, and the tide carried him right up to the island. And there was a big cheer on the boat from all the Indians there. We have an Indian has now landed on Alcatraz. And one small step. Wait a minute, we're the wrong story there. So anyway, we went back to the dock, and then I announced to the people I had the bullhorn, and are you through yet? They said no. So that evening, I mean, we went back to the temporary headquarters in San Francisco, and we started calling around, and again called Jerry's Bait Shop. And I arranged for a boat to take us out to island that night on the New Vera 2. So we went down there that evening, and a bunch of us Indians got on board, and we went out to the island, and the New Vera 2 went up to the dock, and 14 Indians got over on the island, and the skipper panicked, and he reversed the engines and pulled away. But we had 14 Indians on the island. So that went on overnight. And of course, the media picked it up. And then the next morning, the government was out there with their federal officials. And they talked to Richard Oakes and the 14 to leave the island. And so that was November 9th. But then we had a downtime until November 20th. And then again, the plans were to take the island. And this time, instead of leaving out of San Francisco, we arranged with the boat owners in Sausalito at the No Name Bar to provide transportation of Indians out to the island. And this time, we went out in force. 80 Indians landed on that island on November 20th, 1969. And then that's when we held the rock. We were not going to leave for the next 19 months. Now, life was tough. There's no question about it. But you know what was very important? Because we used satire and humor, we were non-threatening to society around us. Then the Bay Area, the 11 million liberal people came out and supplied. They came out in force with all kinds of boats. They went against the Coast Guard blockade. The Coast Guard blockaded the island for 3 days, but the boat owners came from every direction like a swarm of bees and bringing food and supplies and water out to that island. And after 3 days, the Coast Guard gave up. And so it was the boat people of San Francisco that made that occupation possible. Because without a quartermaster, we couldn't survive on that island. We had no natural resources. So the people of San Francisco, and then ultimately all different parts of the country, went out and supplied food and blankets and all kinds of things for the island. And even though I was the principal organizer, I didn't actually live on that island. I had a lot of issues to deal with at that time. I went around on radio, television, church groups, raising money for the occupation. But at the same time, I still had my business to run. I was the owner of my own termite company. I was also teaching at the Cal State University at Hayward. I was chairman of the United Bay Area Council. I was the acting director of the Intertribal Council of California. So I had a full plate, and I was bouncing all around, but I kept going out to Alcatraz and meeting with Richard Oakes and bringing the news of what we were doing. So that went on for, well, of course, Richard, he lasted about 3 months on the island, and when his daughter Yvonne fell off down the stairwell and was killed, that ended Richard's regime on the island, and other Indians took over and continued the occupation for 19 months.
When you talk about the occupation, there were no cell phones back then, and so you just couldn't call and tell those on land what you needed and what the status was, and they couldn't communicate with you. Did you have two-way radios at all, or was it strictly person-to-person communication via a boat trip?
Well, I was on radio talk shows like this all around San Francisco, Oakland, Berkeley, and also making appearances on television, talking about the occupation and what it stands for and what was at stake about how we were up against the termination policy of 1953.
Mm-hmm.
So this is an important time in the history of America, because nothing like this ever happened before in history. A peaceful occupation of an abandoned military and federal prison institution. See, the government, the public does know that the government actually declared Alcatraz surplus property in 1968, the year before the occupation. And as chairman of the United Council, I saw a great opportunity right there. The government was handing me the brass ring of opportunity, so I started writing a five-point proposal for the Indian use of Alcatraz Island And that five-point proposal ultimately changed into or morphed into the proclamation that we know of today.
And I understand, that there's a treaty of Fort Laramie, 1868, between the United States government and Lakota that that all abandoned or out of use of federal land was to be returned to the native people who once occupied it. And that's what the Indians wanted to do. Is that right? They wanted it returned.
Well, that was not in my mind at that time, because the Sioux Indians in the Bay Area tried to exercise that in 1964, just a year after the prison was abandoned as a prison. And so we went, the Indians of all tribes, we all have issues with the United States government. Every tribe in America has a grievance against the United States government for the treatment of our people by the government. So
we're going into a break. When we come back, would you like to share with us how difficult it was? And one of the takeaways is that a group of people actually faced down the United States government and won. And we can do it again. We'll be right back.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single serving. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Adam Fortunate Eagle is with us. What was it like? How difficult was it being on that island?
Well, it was tough, but then there was an overriding threat that hung over us all the time we were on that island. Even though the government had declared a surplus property in 1968, the government covertly was planning a military retaking of the island by force, if necessary. Two of the covert policies or federal military thing was Operation Pelican and Operation Park. The military in the bases around the Bay Area were rehearsing the military takeover of Alcatraz, and before D-Day was to occur, President Nixon called it off. No invasion of Alcatraz by military, because he said, I don't want the blood of Indians on my hands. I don't want another wounded knee. So the military operation was called off. And as long as we held that island, we had a bargaining chip with the government. And the government then withdrew the surplus property policy of 1968. And once the Indians were removed in 1971, just 1 year later, the government made Alcatraz part of the national park system, thanks to the Indian occupation of Alcatraz. And the role that I played as the organizer, I was never given any credit for saving that island for the public, which now is one of the largest tourist attractions in San Francisco, bringing 1,500,000 people to that island each year. And the Indian occupation has been played down as to our role in saving that island for the public. For you and the rest of the people can go to that island now, thanks to the occupation. And my reward for that is the government declared me an enemy of the state, to be neutralized, to be discredited. I mean, this is another covert policy of the government called COINTELPRO. So COINTELPRO policy is what the government used to put me out of business. I ended by teaching at Cal State University. So my quartermaster was gone, and that's just the way the government wanted it. And so my wife and I then moved to her reservation here in Nevada, and we are in self-imposed exile, but we are forced out economically by the government. So I'm an enemy of the state, and one reporter asked a federal official, how long will I keep that title, enemy of the state? And the federal official said, until he's dead. So what the words we're talking about today are not good for the government and how they want to depict themselves on the world stage as an honorable government. History has proven they are not honorable in dealing with Native people.
Can you share with us very quickly, we only have a couple minutes, the story about how some feds showed up at your residence on the reservation asking about you, asking your wife about you? Can you share that story?
Who showed up here?
Well, didn't the feds, the FBI, show up asking your wife if she knew who you were?
I'm a person of interest of the different kind of crimes that were out here. And, I have occasional visitors from FBI, state police. There was a couple of years ago, somebody...
We only have about 30 seconds. Can you tell it quickly?
Well, my wife, while she was out in the front yard, and three officials showed up, and they showed a picture of me to her and said, do you know this man or where he is? And she said, no, he died a long time ago. And the three officials left. And so here I was sitting in the house all this time, not even aware of what was going on.
You married the right gal. That's
observation.
Yeah, you married the right gal. Dr. Adam Fortune Eagle, thank you so much for being with us today. That concludes our broadcast.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.